Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Amen style impact with Pirate Radio Energy. Today we're making that gritty, urgent, slightly chaotic kind of drum and bass hit that sounds like it's bursting straight out of a midnight set. The goal is not just to make a break loop play. We want a short, hard-hitting phrase that can introduce a drop, punch into a bass section, or act like a call-out moment before the groove slams back in. We're going to keep this fully beginner-friendly, and we'll use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow for making break-driven impact that you can use in jungle, rollers, jump up, darker halftime, and anything else that wants that raw DNB pressure. Start by opening a new live set and setting the tempo to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly different feel, anything between 170 and 176 BPM is still in the right zone. Then create a simple 4-bar loop so you can hear everything in context. This matters a lot, because an Amen impact only feels powerful when it's cutting through other drums or bass. If you test it in total isolation, it's easy to fool yourself. Now let's get a source. You can use a sampled Amen break if you have one, or any breakbeat loop with a similar punch. If you've got a full loop, a great beginner move is to right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient mode and a simple drum rock preset that gives you individual slices you can trigger like a kit. If you don't have a real Amen, that's totally fine. We're after the energy and the movement, not strict historical accuracy. The next step is to build a short impact phrase instead of just letting the loop run. Think in terms of one bar, maybe two bars at most. On beat one, use a strong break hit or full slice. On beat two, bring in a snare accent or chops there. On beat three, repeat the main energy but alter it slightly. Then on beat 4, leave a little tail or fill so the next section can hit harder. If you're working in MIDI, trigger a couple of heavier kick and snare slices and add a ghost note or two between the main hits. If you're working with audio, warp the break so the transients are tight. Duplicate the clip and manually edit a few slices. The key is to make it feel like a burst of energy, not a straight loop. A little movement and a little imperfection are your friends here. Before we smash the sound, we need to clean it up. A strong break impact usually starts with a clean transient and then gets dirt added in controlled layers. Put EQ8 first. High pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz, so the super low rumble doesn't muddy the mix. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, try a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the hats are harsh, gently tame somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep this subtle. The point is to shape, not sterilize. Next comes drum bus, which is one of the fastest ways to get that pirate radio weight. Start with drive around 10 to 25%, add a little boom if you want extra low-end thump, and give the transients a slight boost so the break snaps more. If the result gets too mushy, back off the boom or drive. You want the drums to feel like they're glued together, but still alive. After that, add saturator. A good beginner starting point is around 3 to 8 dB of drive with soft clip turned on. Lower the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This is where the break starts feeling denser and more urgent. That density is a big part of the pirate radio sound. It's not just loudness. It's pressure. It's that feeling that the drums are being pushed right up against the speaker. Then put glue compressor after the saturation. Try an attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for roughly 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This helps the slices feel like one solid impact instead of a bunch of separate hits. If the snare gets flattened, slow the attack a little. If it pumps too much, reduce the amount of gain reduction. Always keep listening for the transient. If the hit starts sounding soft, one of your processors is probably shaving off the punch. At this point, you've got a solid core. Now let's make it bigger without destroying it. A very effective DNB trick is parallel dirt. Group the break track and create an audio effect rack with two chains, one clean and one dirty. The clean chain should stay pretty controlled, maybe just EQ and subtle compression. The dirty chain can hold saturator, drum bus, maybe redux, and possibly a high-pass filter, so the low end doesn't get out of hand. Blend the dirty chain quietly underneath the clean one. This is a huge move, because it lets you keep the attack readable while adding aggression and texture underneath. If you want a little pirate radio grime, use redux carefully. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction can work well, but don't overdo it. This is especially useful on a return track, where you can send just a little of the break into the lo-fi layer instead of wrecking the main punch. Think of it as seasoning, not the whole meal. Now let's give the impact some space. Don't put reverb across the entire break. That usually just turns the hit cloudy. Instead, use reverb on a return track and send only the snare accent, a chop top layer, or a fill hit into it. Try decay around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and roll off the low end so the reverb doesn't clutter the mix. This is one of the best beginner techniques for making a drum hit feel bigger without washing it out. You can do the same thing with echo. A short delay throw on a snare accent, a noise burst, or a chopped amen tail can add movement and make the whole thing feel like it's bouncing off a warehouse wall. Use a short time like 1/8 or dotted 1/8, low feedback, and filter the lows out. Keep it subtle. We're aiming for motion, not a ping-pong distraction. Now think about bass support, because the impact will feel much bigger if the bass enters correctly. You don't need a huge bass line yet. A short re-stab, a sub-hit on the downbeat, or a filtered growl under the impact can work really well. If you're using stock devices, Operator is great for sub, and Wavedible is perfect for a res or mid-range growl. The important thing is to keep it short and controlled. Let the break be the star, and let the bass support it rather than compete with it. For arrangement, a simple 8-bar structure works really well. In bars 1 and 2, let a filtered break loop or a quieter version build the tension. In bars 3 and 4, introduce the first impact hit and maybe a small bass teaser. In bars 5 and 6, bring in the full impact and let the bass hit harder. Then in bars 7 and 8, create final tension with a reverse hit, crash, or short fill and land into the full drop. This ramp up makes the impact feel intentional instead of random. Automation is what turns a good idea into a proper drop moment. Try opening a filter over one or two bars, increasing saturation on the last quarter bar, sending only the final snare to reverb, and then cutting that reverb right before the drop lands. That sudden removal of space is a classic tension trick. It's simple, but it works like a charm. Another smart step is to resample your own result. In drum and bass, committing to audio is often a big part of the workflow. Route the break impact bus to a new audio track, record the phrase, and consolidate it into one clip. Once it's bounced, you can reverse the tail, pitch part of it down, chop it, or layer it back into the arrangement. This makes your session more flexible and helps you stop endlessly tweaking the same chain. A few beginner mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overprocess the break. Too much distortion, compression, and lo-fi can flatten the transient. Second, don't let the break carry too much low end, or it'll fight your kick and sub. Third, don't put reverb on the whole thing. Use sends or automate it on specific moments. And fourth, don't make everything perfectly gridlocked. A few tiny timing nudges can give the break that human, dangerous energy that makes it feel alive. If you want to push the style darker, think in layers and contrast. Use a clean core break, then add a tiny support layer like a noise tick, a top loop, a very quiet sub hit, or a low tom. Keep the main punch centered and mono-ish, but allow the high frequency textures and reverb returns to spread a little wider. That gives you the weight and the atmosphere at the same time. Here's a great practice challenge. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Load or slice an amen style break. Build a one bar hit pattern. Process it with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Then add a return track with reverb and echo. Make one version that's clean and punchy, and another that's dirtier and more degraded. Arrange them over two bars so the second hit feels bigger. Add a bass note or re-stab on that second hit, then bounce the whole thing to audio. For an extra challenge, make that second hit feel 20% bigger without just turning it louder. Use automation. Add a tiny delay throw. Increase saturation slightly. Cut a little more space before the hit. That's how experienced producers create impact without just cranking the volume. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a strong break source, shape it with EQ, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Add parallel dirt for aggression, use reverb and delay sparingly, arrange with contrast, and resample the result so you can turn it into reusable drop material. Clean transient, controlled dirt, smart arrangement. That's the formula. And that's your beginner workflow for building an amen style impact with Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and don't be afraid to let it sound a little chaotic. That's where the magic is.